This week on the Time Bat Show.
What extremely common thing experience have you never had before?
Girlfriend.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 62. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I am your co-host, Bat Snacks.
You're not the co-host. You're the real host.
But we've been through this. Okay. When we get our show on NPR on Saturday mornings.
That's happening one day.
Yeah, when that happens, we're going to have a good professional intro. And the sign-on, there is no I'm your host, Time Aces, and I'm your host, Bat. That's not how they do it.
We are your hosts.
We are your hosts, Time. But you would say we are your hosts, and you would say my name too.
We could alternate words, like okay. we are your
hosts,
Time Aces
and Bat Snacks. Welcome to episode 62 of the Time Bat Show.
Yeah, we nailed it. That's how we're doing it from now on.
All right.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I went to sleep when I got off of work, as I do, and then I woke up.
Did you get a big gas station drink before you started?
No, I didn't get a gas station drink.
Oh no!
Okay, so they had these Monster energy drinks on sale at the gas station earlier this week. They were two for like $3.50 or something, which is really cheap. And they had these new ones that are in the clear plastic cans. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
It's like a can that's made of plastic that you can see through.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
And you open it like you would. It has the tab.
A regular soda?
No, it's not soda.
No,
it's
but like, you'd open it like a regular soda?
It's a clear plastic can.
That's wild.
They're really cool looking, so I bought them, and they don't taste good at all. So I don't recommend you buy them.
But they're worth it for the cool, clear can.
They're not carbonated. It's just like weird Kool-Aid, kind of.
It's Monster?
Yeah.
They're not carbonated?
No. They're called, like, Hydro.
Of course they are. Monster Hydro or something?
Wait, okay, all right. I've been thinking about this for, like, half of this week, so I'd like to talk about this right now.
Go ahead.
Reading the back of this Monster energy beverage drink.
Uh-huh.
You know on the backs of, like, sauces and, like, drinks?
Yeah.
There's, like, the paragraph from the Monster Man. It doesn't say his name, but he's, like, a... The writing is like sort of in a character.
Are you talking about the Monster Energy thing?
Yeah, on the back it says, Water World, 70% of Earth is covered with water.
Sure.
You got bottled water. See, he says, you got. It's kind of like, it's like cool speech.
It's like he's talking right to you.
Yeah, and he says, like, what's the point? You gotta, it says G-O-T-T-A, hydrate every day, so you might as well enjoy a boost while you're at it. You know that, like, style of writing? Like,
yeah.
Hot sauces do it, too.
Sure, sure, yeah.
I want to be the guy that writes this.
You want to be the copywriter for that?
Yeah. Like,
that's your dream job?
To be the man with the attitude on the back of the Doritos.
The attitude guy?
Yeah.
Attitude man? Mm-hmm. Same man who wrote, like, the Sega commercials in the 1990s or whatever?
Yes.
It's, like, the same kind of style.
He does all the Sonic commercials. And
yes. We're cooler than you. We got... What was it, like, Super Chip? What the hell did they call it?
Nintendo Boost. Was the Super Chip.
Yeah, but Sega had, like, this specific stupid
I think it was
name.
Graphics with an X. Yeah.
It was really edgy.
Yeah.
You want to be the copywriter for those
Yeah,
things,
like, though. Modern brands are kind of moving away from that. Now
they
everything
are,
is, like, supposed to be, like, clean.
Clean, yeah.
Clean, modern. Like, appeal to, like, modern. Uh-huh. But I like the old.
You like the old edgy, like, 90s
Yeah, I want
style.
Them to spell gotta, like, G-O-T-T.
You gotta hydrate, so why
gotta
not
hydrate.
Boost yourself while you're at it, bro?
Yeah.
You know the guy who writes that is probably just some, like, loser. Person.
I bet he's really cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
What an awesome job. Like,
sure, but like...
You're the flavor text for the back of, like, hot sauce.
The flavor text writer for
I mean,
hot
the guy
sauce.
That does the flavor text for magic cards is probably really cool.
I would like to meet that guy. I wonder if it's one guy. you know, that does.
Maybe it's a team. Like they go
the flavor team.
And they debate on, like, every single word. Like, you can't spell gotta, got to. It's gotta.
And then they're like, that's how the card guy would say it. Like, that's how the person on the card would say it. So you gotta do it that way. Mm-hmm. I just love the idea of a group of people meeting in a room to, like, talk about flavor text.
Yeah, that no one reads except for me.
I read it. Hey, I like the flavor text.
I love reading that stuff.
Some of the flavor text on Magic cards are real good. Trying to think of my favorite one. No, there's so many good ones. But
there's good ones.
Being like the part of the team that does that would be really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder how those meetings, like, I wonder if they really have like meetings about that. Like, all right, we got the flavor text meeting coming up at 11 o'clock. Charles, you coming? He's like, yeah, I'm coming. I have a lot of ideas for this new card's flavor text.
He's like, well, don't spill it now.
Yeah. Save it for the meeting. Save it
for the meeting. You don't want to waste it.
Right. And I wonder if they give it a pitch like have you seen like Mad Men, like similar to that, like they have like a presentation.
Yeah, they do. They got PowerPoints and like laser pointers,
and they're like, what does this card signify?
It shows like extreme pictures of like dirt biking and stuff.
This card signifies the edgy extreme nature of Magic the Gathering.
Monster Energy.
Or Monster Energy Drink, yes. And then he like has like a slideshow. And then like the big reveal is like the slogan that he's come up for this specific brand of Monster Hydro or whatever. It's like, and the slogan is like, gotta hydrate or whatever, you know, whatever, with the GOTTA.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I think my favorite flavor text of any product, and anyone who's seen this product will know what I'm talking about, is, have you ever used the, I forget the guy's name, but it's that magic soap with all the weird religious stuff written all over it.
Yes, I have. I've seen that. It's
like the peppermint soap.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
I love that soap.
What does this text say? I don't know if I've ever read it.
It's insane. Like, it's about, like, the Book of Revelations and, like, the second coming of Christ.
On soap?
Yes.
Like, what? Why?
Next time you're in like Trader Joe's or some like camping supply store, it's the magic soap that's in the cylinder container. Just read that container.
And it has it'll like
blow your mind.
Like, are they trying to like put out their philosophy with their soap or something?
They are. Like they have this weird free trade philosophy and they talk all about like Jesus and all this crazy, I don't know. I've never seen anything like it before.
That's weird. Really I feel cool. Like some companies, since they're like companies and they're like, well, we got a free platform, they like use their product to like just like put crazy shit on the back of their
I'd stuff. Totally do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I saw one once. It was talking about like globalization or something. I was like, what am I reading? It was like it's a bottle
candy
of
candy bar.
Like yeah, I was like, what is it? Like why are we talking about like global economics on the back of this chocolate bar? Like this is weird. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if you got something to say, right? I mean, today you could say that on the internet, though.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't be listened to.
I mean, no one's going to read the back of the candy bar.
I mean, but it is there. But it is there, right? Like, someone's going to see it. Whereas if you post it on, like, Reddit or whatever, like, there's no guarantee anyone's going to actually see that. But if you put it on the back of your candy bar, someone's going to look at it. Might not necessarily read it, but they'll look at it. You know?
I think if you're tenacious enough, you can get seen on Reddit or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm not very tenacious, so
yeah,
that's the way it goes. Monster Energy. Speaking of really edgy brands, the Game Awards is tonight.
Good segue.
Isn't that a good segue?
Yeah.
Which is like the epitome of like edgy, you know, teenager. Like Shadow the Hedgehog kind of shit going on in video games. I feel like
is that who it's marketed to? Like,
well, so it's gotten classier, but I don't know if you remember, but it used to be like a Spike TV thing like 10 years ago. I don't know if you remember all this.
No.
Okay, so like 10 years ago, they had the Spike TV, which is, you know, Spike TV, right? It's like the it's like the man channel. Yes, for lack of a better word, it's the man channel. So Spike TV started doing like video game awards like 10 years ago. And it was like really, you know, they had their demographic nailed down, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, 18 to 25 year olds that like you know, play Grand Theft Auto all day and, you know,
drink Monster Energy beverage.
Drink Monster and eat Taco Bell and Doritos, and like that's their, and smoke pot. That's like their life, you know what I mean? Like that's yeah. That's their life. And they had that demographic down pat, so like it was just extremely edgy. That has morphed into the Game Awards, which is much classier, but it still definitely retains that, like, you know, hey, edgy kind of thing going on. Like, kind of, it's kind of cringy, you know? It's like, I don't know if I want to watch this, but...
So, like, is it like the Oscars? You have, like, different categories or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really compare it to the Oscars.
Is it like the Academy Awards?
Yes, it's like the Oscars in that it has a bunch of categories. Yeah. I wouldn't compare it to the Oscars because it's not, like, it's as prestigious as the Oscars or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has a bunch of categories and, you know, a bunch of games are up for the awards. Stuff's nominated. But what are your games of the year? You don't really play a lot of modern video games.
No, I've played two modern games this year. They're both on the Switch.
What were they?
I've played Mario and Zelda. I played Mario Kart, but that wasn't released this year, technically.
That's true. I mean, it was, but it was like a port, so it doesn't really
matter. Yeah.
Yeah, well, those are both up for awards. I think those are both up for the Game of the Year awards at the Game Awards. I think Zelda, Mario, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I know what that is. And
Horizon Zero Dawn, and one other game that I'm forgetting. It's not going to win, so... I'm sure people are going to get really mad at me for saying this. Like, it's not going to win, so I don't care what it is. No, but I think Zelda's probably going to win. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't really have... I mean, maybe something else will, but that's my prediction. But yeah, I don't watch them because they're kind of... I don't know, they're kind of a pain in the ass to sit through. I just
Are they broadcast on TV, or is this like a stream? Or
I think it's a stream now. I don't think they do TV anymore because they don't really have a network anymore.
Right. You know?
So I think it's just a stream online kind of deal. I remember watching part of it last year, and it's like it was like 2 hours long. It was way too long. And they have, like, musical acts in between. And you're like, just get to the frickin' awards.
Like, Smash Mouth.
Yeah. And then they have, like, all these, like, YouTube celebrities. They're like, you know, YouTube Man of the Year or whatever. Like, the best streamer or whatever. And then they, like, have them up on stage. And then they're all really awkward. And you're like, why am I watching this, you know? And then there's a lot of, like, esports talks. Like, esports and... you know, best esport team of the year, and you're like, I don't care about this in any way. But yeah, it's just a lot of that. And then there's a lot of like shilling for like ads and stuff. Like last year, like I remember they had like Schick, the razor company.
Schick Hydro.
Yes, they had.
It makes you more aerodynamic while you're playing PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
It does. They literally had, so Schick Hydro, they made a, like, what they called a Hydro bot, which was a man in, like, a Schick Hydro razor suit, right? Yeah. That was, like, a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, a skit where he was fighting, like, another razor in, like, a fighting game. And, like, he won because he's a better razor. Like, that was a real segment on the Game Awards last year.
It's like, all right... How can we reach these gamers? We gotta speak their language.
We gotta cop Street Fighter 2 and insert a razor into there that's fighting. Yeah. And then, like, I think, like, Hideo Kojima took a picture with him. Like, the...
the mask. He would. He takes selfies with everybody.
It was, like, amazing. And I was like, this is the best picture I've ever seen. So I'm hoping he will come back this year. It's just so I can watch, like, a highlight reel of that.
Yeah, I heard he was going to be there. I heard Mads was going to be there, too.
Well, no, I hope Kojima comes back, but I also hope the Schick Hydro bunk comes back, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they both come back. Do you think Mads Mikkelsen's going to be there?
Yeah, I heard he was going to be there from an...
Oh, because of Death Stranding.
Shows. Yeah.
Which looks nuts.
And because he's, like, you know, good friends with Kojima.
Sure, sure. I wonder if they might show a Death Stranding, like, new teaser or whatever. So that might be an interesting topic for, like, next week's show or something. I think We talked about Death Stranding the first time it, like, was released. Or the first teaser they did, like, a while back. But
yeah, we did.
It's going to be a nuts kind of game. But yeah, we can talk about the awards next week and who won and who lost or whatever. But I mean, I'm in it for the awards. I don't really care about the extra superfluous stuff. That stuff's just really, ugh, it's kind of, it annoys me more than anything, really. You know, it's like, why am I watching this? It's like one giant advertisement, you know, that I'm sitting through. So yeah. Speaking of entertainment, there's a lot of movies coming out this month. There's like a million movies coming out this month.
It's like there's a lot of good movies coming out.
Movies coming out this month, yeah.
Well, at least I hope they're good.
I mean, yeah, we don't know yet, but hopefully they will be. The big one, obviously, Star Wars is coming out. And then this week, I think Shape of the Water is coming out. I don't know if that's limited or not, but it's coming out in my area anyway.
There was a limited release December 1st. I think it was like only New York, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think December 8th is a wide release.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know it's playing at my local theater.
And you're going to see it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's cool. I think I'm trying to see it Sunday. So we can talk about that next episode. It just looks wild. Everyone I know is talking about this movie. I mean, obviously Star Wars is like the bigger movie, but like everyone I know that is cool, you know? You know, it's talking about Shape of Water.
It's like a good judge of whether someone's cool or not. If they're excited about this movie, they're the coolest person in the world.
Like, all the people I talk to at work that are cool, like, they're talking about this movie. So, like, there's a lot of buzz about it.
I think people have a lot of different reasons, too.
For going to see the movie?
Yeah, like, I think some of them are just like, yeah. They got a fish man in that movie, did you hear? They do it.
I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, just like curiosity, like, how are they going to handle the doing it part of the movie? You know? I'm not
sure anything.
Oh, God. Like, I'm not going to lie. That's like 25% of the reason I want to go to the movie. I mean, I want to go to the movie for like mostly because of the story and like the setting and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But like a quarter of me is like, just for that, like, I want to see that part of the movie, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but I heard from a couple people at work that there are some men that are mad that she like does it with the fish man in the movie.
I'm glad they're mad. That makes me like it more.
And I think they're mad because like the idea is like, why does it a woman like me, why does she have to get with the fish man? She doesn't even like her own species anymore, you know? The funny thing about that is, like, if you have to ask that question, you've basically answered your own question there with, like, you know, like, she's going for the fish man. You're bad. You're so bad as a human that she's going to go for a fish man instead of you.
Hey, love knows no boundaries.
And no species, you know?
I mean...
Clearly for this movie, right?
Let's limit maybe humanoid species.
As far as Guillermo goes.
Yeah. Greatest director ever.
I don't know about that. But yeah, sure. So yeah, there are people that are like mad about it. Like, I can't believe she's getting with a fish man in the movie. Like, okay, great. Just don't see the movie, man. But I bet this man is going to go see the movie just so he can see, you know.
Probably walk out of the theater.
Yeah, just so... He'll walk out during the doing it scene. Like, he'll be like... He's like, oh, that's how they do it. And then he just leaves. And he just walks away. Hope it was worth $10, man, who's curious about the doing it scene. You know. But we'll see. I don't know. Are you excited about it?
I'm more excited than Star Wars.
Really? Wow, that's impressive. It's very impressive. But
I'm excited about Star Wars. I already have my tickets.
Everyone's excited. I'm going the day it opens as well. But
I'm not going the day of. I'm going the 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about both of them, obviously. There's a few more movies coming out, but those are the two big ones in my mind. Yeah. So you want to get into some like listener questions or... We have a lot of questions today from our lovely fan base today.
Let's do some listener questions then.
Okay, let's do it. So one of our fans, Sean, I'm going to call him out. Thank you, Sean, for sending in these questions. He sent in three separate questions for us today, which is a fantastic number of questions that we can talk about on the air. And they're all completely diverse. The first question is interesting because it's about movies. The question is, will the new Jurassic World movie be any good? And I don't know if you saw they released like a teaser to the teaser of the trailer today for the upcoming Jurassic World.
I didn't see that.
The way they do this shit is so stupid these days. Like, it's like, we're releasing a teaser for the teaser for the trailer, which is a teaser for the movie, you know?
I mean, they give away so much in the trailers, you almost need a trailer for the trailer.
It's so stupid. Like, I don't get why they, like...
I avoid trailers if I can.
Yeah, me too. But, like, so yesterday, they had a teaser, and they were like, tomorrow, a teaser is going to be revealed that's going to tease the trailer. And then today, a teaser came out that is teasing the trailer that comes out tomorrow. And then tomorrow, the trailer is going to come out that's going to show you, you know, the trailer for the movie. It's like four stages removed from the actual movie, you know, like... There's a lot of steps here. Like, why do we have to tease the tease of the tease of the tease? You know, can't we just have
it's
a regular...
It's super smart.
It's super smart, but it's super dumb.
I hate how smart it is. It drives me nuts.
Because they know people are going to get, like, hyped about it and be like, oh, boy, the 5-second teaser for the other teaser.
Or, you know what, even better, people will get mad about it.
And then they'll, like, retweet it or whatever.
Yeah, talk endlessly about it.
It's like, did you see
I can't believe they're teasing a teaser of a teaser.
Right, so they'll be... a teaser of a teaser of a teaser. There'll be like two camps. It's like the people that are mad, and they're going to just talk about it, because that's what they do. And then people will hear about it and be like, oh, I need to watch it. And then the other people are like excited. Like, I can't wait for this movie, because they're just it's just the topic of conversation for so long, because they're teasing the tease of the tease. You know, that...
You've got two different versions of a clickbait article. One is why teasing a teaser is like the death of the internet.
Right. And
the other one, like, they'll say, no, people are rattled that Jurassic World.
Rattled.
They're rattled. That one gets people.
Yeah, no, and they'll click on that. And then what's the other article type?
The other one is like why people won't stop talking about it.
The teaser of the teaser of Jurassic World. Yeah. You should write like BuzzFeed headlines. Those were good.
That's the worst compliment I've ever gotten.
But those were like really clickbaity sounding. Like, like you're phrasing it like loosely, like a question. Like, this is like why people keep. What, I don't even remember. I can't even do it as well as you. What was it again?
Why people are rattled about the new Jurassic World teaser.
And then, like, you look at that.
You know
that.
What, dude, you can do it even one better. If you use, like, metadata from their browser, you can say, why people in Florida.
Oh, rattled. Damn. And then, like, why are people in Florida rattled?
That'll really get them.
That'll really rattle them up.
Yeah.
Man, you're evil.
Yeah, dude.
The funny thing about that is, like, you're too noble of a person to, like, use that power for bad. Like, you would never write those headlines.
I don't know. Everybody has their price.
Like, well, right now...
If anybody's listening and wants to pay me a lot of money to write these...
I feel like currently, in your current situation, you would never do that. You're principled. No? Am I wrong?
Everybody has their price.
That's true. But, like,
I would charge more than most people would.
Sure. You have a talent. Those are really good. Like, those sound like real. Like, I would click on those. Like, begrudgingly.
You'd hate it.
I'd be like, why am I clicking? This is the stupidest thing I've ever clicked on.
There doesn't even have to be an article.
It's like no content.
I could
content.
Just, like, hijack your browser and display a full page ad. Like,
it's like no content article. At all.
Yeah.
it goes to, like, the Facebook page for, like, Jurassic
Shit
World.
Or,
yeah, like something else. Like, not even related. It links to the comment section of the YouTube videos or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the stupidest thing. You could make a living doing that, though.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
That's so. I just don't think that way. Like, I don't. I mean, I want to click on those things, which frustrates me to no end. Because I'm like, I should not be clicking. Like, me clicking on this is just propagating. More of these happening, but I'm like, I'm too curious. I gotta know why people are rattled about the new Jurassic World trailer.
Especially people in my area.
Yeah, like, there's people in my town that don't like it. Should I not like it? Is there something I missed in the trailer? I need to find out right now. Anyway, so Jurassic World's coming out. Do you think it's gonna be good? The new one. Did you see the original Jurassic World?
Yeah, I saw the original. I really liked it.
You liked it, really?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Okay. What, you didn't like it?
Jurassic World? Are we talking about the new Jurassic World? Like,
yeah, with the Chris one with Pratt? The red hair lady, and yeah. I think it's like, who is it, Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt. No. Chris Pratt. Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt? Yeah, yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah, okay. It was okay. I mean,
was it? It wasn't Jurassic Park.
No, but, no. There's nothing good. Yeah,
that was fine. Nothing for a as good as movie.
Jurassic Park. I had some issues with it. I'm not going to go in depth in my issues of Jurassic World right now on the air. Yeah. Let's just suffice it to say that I think it was a little dumb in the way it characterized people. Like, I just didn't like the characterization too well. The good thing about Jurassic Park, the original movie, is it's got dinosaurs, which awesome. Mm-hmm. And the characters are all really fun and cool.
Yeah.
And Jurassic World had, like, half of that. Like, it had dinosaurs. But I just felt the characters were boring and, like, one-dimensional.
I liked Chris Pratt's character. Like, the...
Yeah, he was okay.
Like, the kind of nature... He's a snake man.
Yeah, he's a snake
man.
He was the only character that had, like, a character, though. Everyone else was just kind of flat, like, I don't know, I'm just a person.
I agree.
But
the only other character I remember is the lady with red hair, and I only remember it because her hair looked so awful, but, like...
and she ran in heels. That's all I remember about her. And she was, like, really uptight. That was her character. Her character is... What's my personality type? Like, you're really uptight. It's like, anything else? Nope, that's it. You're just uptight. That's your whole character. You know? But yeah. So Jurassic World 2, or whatever the hell they're calling it, Jurassic World Lost Kingdom or some shit, has all the people returning from the original. So Chris Pratt, redheaded lady's back.
I hope she changes her hair.
We'll see. We'll find out. And then the big addition to the cast, I don't know if you've heard about this, but Jeff Goldblum is coming back.
Nice. Is he, like, an actual character? He's just, like, appear on screen. You know, Chaos Man.
We're not sure yet. So, in the teaser for the trailer, he appears, but it's only in one scene, so we don't really know if he's going to be in the movie, like, full throttle, or he's just going to be, like, you know, he'd been it for, like, a minute and be like, hey, I'm Ian Malcolm, remember me? Chaos Theory, and I'm going to put this water droplet on your hand, and it's going to roll off one way, and then...
He wasn't a huge character in Jurassic Park. He sort of died fast.
He didn't die.
He got eaten on the... No, that was the other guy that got eaten. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That's the lawyer.
Yeah.
Ian Malcolm was a pretty good... I mean, he wasn't the main character, like Sam Neill...
Yeah,
and Laura Dern were the main characters, but he was fair in fair supporting role in Jurassic Park.
I liked him in Jurassic Park,
but yeah, in World, I don't know. He might just have like a one-off cameo. It's possible, but we'll see. I don't know. So I think it will be okay. That's my answer to the question. I really like Jurassic Park as a franchise. I was disappointed in World, but. I don't know, the teaser for the teaser... I hate myself that I'm saying this right now. The teaser for the teaser for the teaser got me kind of psyched for it. I'm like my own worst enemy right now. You realize that, right? Like, I'm the person that I don't want to be because I'm getting excited for the stupid teaser for the teaser.
For the teaser. Is it bad, though? I mean, it's cool to be excited about things, isn't it?
Yes, I just don't want to be... That I don't know.
You just feel like you're being taken advantage of.
I am being taken advantage of. That's exactly right.
And that's not a good feeling. No, but like it is cool to be excited about things. But,
like I watched the trailer and like my first thought was like, well, they got me again, son of a bitch. And so I'm definitely gonna see it. But we'll see. I think it might be better. They have a different director. So that's good.
I think it'll be good. I don't know. I liked World. I don't remember very much about it. I just remember liking it, I guess. Yes.
So, next question posed by our valued listener, Sean. Another movie question. Does Disney have any plans to make another Tron movie? I know you're a pretty big Tron fan. I think you are, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not?
I've seen them.
Oh, you're not? Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
I wouldn't say I'm a big Tron fan.
Okay, maybe not. Just kidding. I feel like someone I know is like a really huge fan of Tron. No,
I'm not that guy.
Good to know.
I think it's a good movie.
Did you see Tron Legacy?
No, I've only seen the old one.
Really? You never saw Legacy?
The old one's really good.
No, the old one is really good. But Legacy's like the new, well, not new, but new, you know, new era.
I meant to see it, and then I just
and didn't. Then you didn't. You know, you really didn't miss a whole lot. I forgot like everything about that movie like the minute I left the theater. The only thing I remember about the movie is, so Jeff Bridges is in the original Tron, right? Mm-hmm. And in Tron Legacy, they like do hit the 3D face of him, like a younger version of him.
Okay.
So they have like old Jeff Bridges. And then they have, like, young Jeff Bridges. But they, like, 3D...
The young one.
De-age him, yes. And this is, like, 2011 or 2012. And this is before they, you know... Like, remember last year we got Leia from Rogue One.
Yeah.
And that was already, like, a little... it was like, that's not that great, you know, like...
I mean, it was super impressive.
Right, but it's still like, think like 5 years earlier, Jeff Bridges' face.
PlayStation 2 Jeff Bridges.
Right, and it's just like, this doesn't look too hot. So that's like all I really remember about the movie. But would you be down for another Tron movie?
I don't think Disney should make another Tron.
Why is that?
Well... Like, why do people go see Tron? Either they saw the very original one and they're fans.
In the 80s, yeah.
Or they played Tron at the arcade and they want to
relive it.
But nobody plays Tron anymore.
It's like an IP that nobody even remembers, really.
Yeah.
I will say the cool thing about Legacy, the best part, is it had Daft Punk soundtrack that was really good. And like that was like
awesome.
That was like the whole reason I went to the movie. Because I was like, I want to hear the soundtrack. And it was really good and cool, but...
I would much rather have a new IP that's sort of in the same vein.
It's so like Tron Light, or Tron-like, rather?
More like Tron Deluxe.
Yeah.
So something like Ender's Game, except...
Okay.
You know, that kind
of
like...
So similar kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have... They have you seen the trailers for Ready Player One?
Yeah, I've seen them.
That's kind of like that, sort of.
Mm, you're that's, like, all right. That seems more like video game awards kind of movie. I hope I didn't just offend
you. No, I'm glad you brought that up. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah, I don't know about
it that. It does seem very video game awards, doesn't it? Like, very, like catering to the lowest common denominator of people who, like, have surface level knowledge of these things.
Yeah, like I would not be surprised if YouTube guy X showed up in Ready Player One. It's like, hey guys, you know who I am? I'm YouTube man 357.
I'm Joe Schmo 592, and I'm gonna tell you how to do a cool wall hack in the latest Call of Duty 3049.
They'll use wall hack as a reference, like as it's like it's relevant or something in 2017.
Right. I'm sure you had a wall hack real good in Call of Duty 3049. No, I kind of feel the same way about Ready Player One. But we'll see. I don't know. I think I'll see it because I like the idea of the movie. But
it's based on a science fiction book that I haven't read.
Oh, I know. I've read it. And it's not good. I did not care for it. It's mostly just pop culture references.
It sounded like it had a cool concept.
It does, but it spends like most of its time just pop culture references.
That's unfortunate.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I mean, it is an interesting concept. I think I'm not giving it enough credit. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't really that good. It wasn't like, wow, that book was great. It wasn't like I'm going to recommend it to everybody I know or anything.
What's that card game? It's a two-player card game, and it's not a collectible card game. There's like a set deck. It's like Netrunner.
Yeah, Netrunner.
Netrunner? Yeah. Like, I think a concept like that is it's similar to that. That kind of, like, you have your rig and you jack into like the Matrix kind of thing to fight the corporations.
Yeah.
Like, that idea to me is extremely cool, but...
They should make a Netrunner movie.
Yeah, they should.
That'd be cool. Like, that's like super cyberpunk. You know? Yeah. And it's like dark and bleak, and they're like competing corporations that try to kill each other, and there's spies and all this shit. That would be a cool IP. I actually have Netrunner. I've played it before. It's pretty fun.
I've played it once at a card shop, and but I got destroyed. I didn't know what was happening.
It's very confusing. Well, it's not confusing. It's complicated. But that would be a sweet movie. But they'll never make that. I mean, cyberpunk stuff makes no money. For some reason. Like really bleak stuff. Like happy, like Ready Player One's probably gonna make $1 billion because it's like a happy-go-lucky, you know.
Because it's a video game awards version of
exactly. It's a video game awards version.
But yeah, if they were to make like Neuromancer into a movie,
yeah, like that would probably no one would see that. I mean, I would see it, and you would see it.
I would see the heck out of it.
But no one would be like, I'm not going to that movie. I want to see Iron Man fight somebody. I don't want to see the world like...
I don't want to see a bunch of addicts.
Like, yeah, like addicted computers to drugs and the internet at the same time. Like, that doesn't sound very good. Yeah. Anyway, Tron, you know, it is what it is.
I don't think Disney should make another Tron movie.
No, I mean, I kind of agree with you.
But I like the idea of Tron movies, and I think that that's a cool thing to make movies about.
Yeah. All right, you want to get into Would You Rather Bot questions. We have a new segment on the show that we just started doing, I don't know, what, 2 or 3 episodes back? And what we do is there's this Twitter bot that is my new favorite thing on Twitter. It's basically asked Would You Rather questions every few hours. And they're not very sensical at all. How would you describe the questions that Would You Rather Bot asks? Well,
the questions are not made by a person. They're generated using like a generated text algorithm. So they don't make sense, usually.
Right. But they kind of make sense. They like almost make sense.
Yeah.
Like that's what I like about them. They're like... Right on the cusp of making sense, you know.
And they seem to generate really good conversation for us, which is
they do.
It kind of says something where we're getting better conversation out of, you know, questions made by machines.
A machine than actual humans. That's just our line of comedy for y'all right here. So I found 3 today. So I'm gonna just start you off immediately with this thinker of a question. Would you rather be able to restart your life, or be able to make half of anything?
Ooh.
Isn't that tough? So you can either just restart everything, assuming you're going to have all your knowledge retained, okay? You're going to know everything you know now.
I don't know. You can't retain. That becomes, like, totally imbalanced.
Well, I feel like, okay, so if you restarted your life, right, and you just do over... You're not going to know any of the mistakes you made, so you just have walked the same exact path. You're going to have be in the same place. You're just going to waste time.
I agree.
Don't you think? I guess so, you'll be able to relive stuff that you liked, though.
Does it take you back in time, too? Because that's pretty important.
Yeah, I would say it does. It's a restart. Okay. It's like hitting the restart button, and you wake up, like, whatever day you want to restart at. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. 12 years old or whatever. Boom. You know, you're back.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that. Yeah. You wouldn't restart at all, or you wouldn't do it at 12?
I mean, I wouldn't do the restart option. I would choose half of anything.
You would choose half of anything? Yeah. Why would you do that? Like, what would you make?
I haven't thought it through yet, but yeah, you're right. I would just make all the same decisions over and over again.
If you restarted your life, right?
Yeah, because my outlook on that kind of thing is, you know, in the moment, I already made the best decision I could.
Right, and you don't have any new knowledge if you restart your life. So you're telling me you're completely deterministic with all your decisions. Like, they happened because that was the circumstance at the time.
I mean, yeah. I'm not... All right, we can get into this. I'm not... I don't believe in, like, rigid determinism.
Uh-huh.
Like, but I do believe that I made the best decisions I could. So I think I could have made different...
Yeah. So you're saying if you went back in time 10 years and you, like, forgot everything that happened and you were given the exact same decision, you'd probably make the exact same. If you're given a choice, you would make the exact same decision.
Like, there's like, probability that goes into a lot of decisions.
Barring any unforeseen, like, circumstances that, like, someone's fucking with the timeline or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd make the same decision.
Most of them.
Most of them. So you're not rigidly deterministic, but you're like, yeah, probably.
It's like I made the decisions for a reason, and if I didn't, maybe it'll be a little bit different, but I don't know.
But the input going into your brain is exactly the same.
Yeah, right? More or less.
So, like, you're probably going to make the same decisions. Unless a neuron fires in, like, a weird way somehow. But that doesn't really make any sense, because then we're getting back into the determinism thing, because it's firing that way a certain reason.
When you make a decision, okay, you have to weigh your equities. Like, you have like a 33% chance of this happening, 20% chance of this happening. I mean, on one day, I could maybe decide that, like, if the options are close, I could make a different decision.
Yeah.
But
it's true. But that's a different day, though. Like, that's a different set of circumstances of that day.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I'm not talking about, like, the same... I'm not talking about, like, oh, given a different... question or same decision on a different day. I'm talking about, like, the circumstances around making that decision are exactly the same as they were when you first made it. You know what I mean?
And but there are still probabilities involved.
Maybe. That
could maybe change things.
Are there?
There are.
How, though? I don't see that. We're getting deep in the philosophy on this episode of the Tiny Pet Show, which is fine. How are there probabilities?
Well, because when I think of a decision, sometimes I just randomize it. Like, I don't actually...
Sure. You're just like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, boom. This is it.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
But don't you think if you went back in time and made the same decision again, you'd do the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing and you'd land in the same place?
Because... Not necessarily.
I think you would. Agree to disagree.
Okay.
I see what you mean, though. Like, you kind of, there's that, like, element of chaos that's kind of added to the mix.
Yeah, there's probabilities and equities that you have to weigh.
Probabilistically, you will most likely make the exact same decisions if you were to reset your life.
Yeah, like, most likely, boom, being the operative phrase.
Yeah, 95% of your decisions will be, like, identical.
But then you have the butterfly effect. So in that, all right, you make a lot of decisions when you're going through life. Even if one of them's different, that, like...
You might change off, like...
The whole freaking timeline.
This sounds like a great idea for, like, a book or something.
Yeah, it's called The Butterfly Effect.
That's already a book, isn't it?
It's a movie, too. It has Ashton Kutcher.
Isn't that
in
a bad movie, though?
It's not a good movie.
But it has an interesting premise.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, people watched that movie and they were, like, obsessed with it. Like, oh, this is the best movie I've ever seen. Like, because it was, like, you know, time travel or whatever.
Yeah.
People loved that shit. The other movie.
It's kind of like seeing Inception. Like, yeah, it's a good movie, but there's nothing new in that movie.
But, like, if that's your first exposure to that kind of thing, it's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah,
what,
like,
I mean?
Whoa.
Like, Keanu Reeves, well, like, whoa, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
People were obsessed with that movie in high school, I remember. Maybe it was college, I don't remember. The other movie they were obsessed with was Final Destination, that series. I don't know why people like that.
It's not a very... I mean, it's a horror movie that's decent, sure. I guess.
The first one's cool, I guess, but then it's just like... I don't get it. Anyway, we're not here to talk about bad horror movies from the early 2000s. We're here to talk about resetting your life and how you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it.
You've
also, like, things are decent enough as is. I don't want to risk, like, ending up worse.
Well, you could end up better, though.
Yeah, but I could also end up worse.
Here's the thing. You'll never know if you end up worse or better. Because
when
you reset, when you reset, you won't even, like, remember any of this stuff.
Yeah.
You've read Minority Report, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, like, my favorite.
It was called something different, I think.
The book was still Minority... Or the novel was still Minority Report.
That's a Philip K. Dick short story.
Yeah, it's still called Minority Report.
Okay, I didn't...
Yeah, it's the same title.
I read it, though. Yeah.
I know the titles of the books and the movies are very frequently different. But the movie and the book end a very different way. And, like, I like the movie a lot, but, like, it's very happy endings. Like, oh, everything's fine. Because, like, I don't know if you remember.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Okay, I'm going to spoil the hell out of Minority Report for everyone. So if you have any problems with me spoiling a 15-year-old movie, you know, tune out now, people. So, like, Tom Cruise... is a, you know, detective, and he, like, sees in the future, and you can see crimes before they happen, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole premise.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pre-crime, and he arrests people, blah, blah, blah. So he's eventually sees himself commit a crime, and there's this whole conspiracy theory with, like, him killing somebody for some reason because it, like, ruins his, like, pre-crime unit or something, and he has to, like, murder them, blah, blah, blah. So at the end of the movie, he gets to the point where he saw into the future. Like, he sees the scene where he murders this guy play out, right?
Yes.
And in the movie, he's like, I have to do this because it's, like, predetermined that this happens. But he's like, no, I'm better than that. I have free will. And he, like, doesn't do it. Like, so he doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
In the book, he kills him. Because he has no other choice than to kill him. And I just love...
You make decisions for a reason.
And I just love, like, the deterministic, just, like, it's just the saddest, most depressing ending to, like, a book. You're just, like, hoping, like, oh, he's not going to kill him. He knows he can change his fate, and, like, it'll be great. He won't go to jail. And then he, like, steps up there and sees the guy, and he's like, fuck this guy, and he just kills him. And it's just like, okay, I guess that's the way it had to be. You know?
What makes it even worse is there's this, like, there's this huge, you know, mega corporation, government, like, corruption kind of overstory with that movie. Plot, and you're they're totally enabling that to be like, yeah, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Exactly. I just love the book's ending, though, because it's just so sad. It's, like, so depressing. Just
shoots him.
But it's funny. It's like, yep, that's right. And so anytime I think about predestination and, like, determinism, I'm just like, yeah, it's just like Minority Report. It's going to happen because that's the way it's going to happen. So there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, so you wouldn't restart your life. You'd make half of anything. I'd probably make half of anything, too. You can make half of a lot of stuff and get pretty good at it, you know. You'd have to put it together. I think
it would be very useful. Well, like, maybe you could, like, drain a dam or something.
You could make half of two things you want, and then you could put them together, solder them together or something like that. Like, if I wanted to...
You could do, like, the story of Jesus and the fish. You could just, like, keep splitting the fish half and half and half into pieces.
You just have infinite fish. Infinite halves of fish.
Yeah, I mean, they would go bad and spoil faster. And
but, you know, I mean, if you got to feed a lot of people, it could do you a lot of good, right?
Yeah.
If you wanted a new TV, half of a new TV, another half of a new TV, and you just kind of figure out a way to put it together, boom, right? Yeah. I think this would only really work for food, now that I think about it. Because if you split food, it doesn't, like, ruin it. But if you split pretty much anything else in half, it, like, completely ruins, you know, the thing.
You'd be an awesome assassin.
Why, you split people in half or something?
Yeah, you could, like, split people in half. And if they try to hide, you can just, like, split the door in half.
I don't know if that's quite how this question works. It says be able to make half of anything, not be able to, like, half anything you see. You're like
you make half of a person, that's I don't think they're gonna survive.
Like, sure, but, like, you've just created that person out of nothing. Like, it's not like you can walk up to me and be like, you're half you now, and then I just, like, split into two. You're creating half of a human being, like, out of
thin air. Oh, in addition to the full human?
No. I'm just saying you're making half of anything. You're not, like, making something that currently exists split into half. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so you can, like, look at a jug of water and create half of a jug of water next to it?
Yes, exactly. Oh, but you can't split the jug of water in half.
Oh, that's not as cool.
Well, that's the way I'm interpreting it anyway. Yeah, although I like that your interpretation. Although I like your interpretation, because then you can have a cool superpower. You'd be like Half Man, where you, like, you can split everything into half.
Split open bank vaults and, like,
you can split open people. That would be a rough power. This sounds like a very gross you know, thing to watch. But
what is that guy's backstory? Like, how do you explain
Half Man?
Half Man.
It's got to be some, like, quantum physics thing, right? You know what I mean? Like, have you seen or have you read or seen Watchmen? You know, like, Dr. Manhattan, like, he has that, like, he's, like, in some, like, radioactive chamber or something, and then, like, some weird quantum things hit him and, like, you know, screw up his, like, DNA or some shit. His particles. Yeah,
there's, like, a malfunction with his quantum states. He, like, ends up in two places at the same time because of quantum instability or
exactly. Oh, maybe he can, like... Okay, he lives in, like, two separate parallel universes at the same time.
And that's how he does it.
And that's how he does it. He's, like, taking a half of something from one universe and half of something from the other and putting them into... Like, swapping them, basically.
So, okay... You know what I mean? So it, like, it kills them in both universes, but it keeps them alive simultaneously? Is that how that works?
Sure. I don't know.
No, like, no, let's work through it.
Okay. I don't know where you're going with this. Explain your reasoning.
So he exists, like, halfway in both.
Yeah, in both simultaneously. Universes. Yeah, simultaneously.
And so did everyone else also simultaneously exists in both.
Right, but he's, like... Like, he's got, like, a foot in both, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, whereas other people, like, there's a copy of each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's kind of, like, on both sides at the same time.
Right.
You know.
And he can split half of it off of you in this one and move it to the other one.
Yeah, and vice versa. So it's like joining the two things, the two entities. But in doing that, it only takes half of one and half of the other. And then it tries to put them back together, but it can't. So it's just like you get it split in half. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Half man.
That's a messy superpower, but I like it.
You can call him like Half-Life Man or something.
I kind of want to say he's like a hero in one universe and a villain in another one, even though it doesn't make sense that way. But it would be cool to, like, he's fighting for good in one at the cost of a parallel universe.
What if, like, so he's doing the exact same things in both universes because he's existing in both at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the ramifications of his actions, like, in one universe, like, net good, and the other, net bad.
That's what
so,
I'm saying.
So, like, in one, he's shown as the hero, but in the other, he's, like, seems like a villain.
Yeah. I think in one, he should be creating, and the other, he should be destroying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the love of his life exists in one or something.
This sounds like a real comic book.
Yeah. In one, he, like, wants this girl to, like him. Uh-huh. Or, you know, it's a lady, and he wants the man to like him really bad. Sure. Either way. And so in one, he's, like, the villain, and he's constantly chasing this woman and, like, constantly just, like, alienating himself further and further from her. And the other one, he, like, gets the lady.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, like, an anti-quantum half-man.
What does that guy do?
He's the opposite. They're flipped. They're, like, yin and yang.
Oh, so, like, the bad version is in his good side, and the good version,
the good version is in his bad side.
Yin and yang. Yeah. I thought you were going to go with, like, it's Quarter Man or something.
It's even smaller.
He splits everything into quarters. Oh, that would be really funny. I like Half Man. Half, or Half-Life Man, I don't know. Something like that. Would you rather go to jail, weed with ice cream, or get drunk but be this?
Go to jail and you get weed and ice cream?
Yes.
Sounds or, terrible.
Or get drunk but be this. And I'm assuming
I would
this,
rather get drunk.
Because it's just regular day.
Because it's not jail.
Oh, that's fair. This is a bad question. I just thought it was funny, the phrasing. Yeah. Like, you can go to jail for weed and ice cream. You know, some people would choose that.
They would.
The people that listen to watch the Game Awards are the kind of people
that would choose that one.
Like, I'll go to jail for weed, ice cream, and some Doritos. And
people that like Ready Player One, and that's them. All they want is weed
and some ice cream. Monster energy drink to get me over my hangover. Have you noticed some people, like, do energy drinks, like, for a hangover cure?
That's not a good idea.
I know some people that do that, though, you know? They're I need an energy drink. I don't either, but it seems kind of dangerous. I mean, I don't know. I've never done it before.
How does that not just, like, make them feel so much worse?
I feel like I would...
jittery on top of
it. I feel like I would feel worse. Yeah, like, I'm like, ugh. And then, like, also, yeah, like, jittery. Jittery hungover doesn't sound... Like, if I already had a headache, I'm going to get an even bigger one because of all that caffeine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Speaking of hangovers, I don't actually really get hangovers ever.
You're fortunate.
I don't think, like, I've ever really had, like, a classic... That was a question. This is a good question. This is a Reddit that I got today. What extremely common experience have you never had? And I'm segueing into this right now. I've never really had, like, a classic hangover before. And it's not for lack of, like, heavy drinking. It's just because, like, it doesn't really affect me that way for some reason. You know?
You must, like, hydrate really well or, like, have good vitamin counts in your body.
I do drink a lot of water. And whenever I tell people this, they don't believe me. But what happens to me is I'll get, like, hangover symptoms, like, a few hours after. Before I go to bed. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'll have, like, a headache and I'll be drowsy and foggy and blah, 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 blah. I'll have all that stuff, like, trying to go to sleep. Like, I won't be able to sleep because of that. But then I'll wake up in the next day and I'll be like, I'm good. Like, no big deal. Like, I'm fine. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely do get hangovers, like, really bad.
So what are your symptoms? Like, what is, like, do the hangovers that people describe in, like, movies and books and stuff, is that, like, accurate? Is that actually what happens?
Yeah, it's super accurate.
Because I've never,
like,
really
a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
I've never really had, like, a classic one before. I don't really know what to to, you know,
yeah, it's like what you feel awful, unproductive, headache.
Uh-huh. Headache, you're drowsy, you're tired.
Yeah, probably like your body hurts.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good feeling.
No, like, I'm not assuming that it is. Like, I've had that, like, right before going to bed after drinking a lot. I could be like, oh, I feel like shit. And then I'll go to sleep, and then I'll be like, I'm fine. You know, like, my body will just reset, and, you know, I'll be good. The most I've ever had, like, a day after is be like, oh, I have a little headache today. But it's not like, you know, like, I have a headache a lot. It's not, that's not necessarily the cause, you know.
Yeah.
What extremely common thing experience have you never had before?
Girlfriend. That would be the best answer. I wish I could say
and then
that.
We just end the show right then. Just end
the show. I like knock over my microphone and like...
We just end it right there.
I've never been kissed, and I just knock her
on
my phone.
And, like, and then you hear like, and then I'm like, thanks, everyone. Good night.
I like don't talk to you for a week. I'm like, thanks for bringing it up.
Next week, I like post, I'm like, Bassnax has gone missing. I don't know where he went. I don't know if we're going to do any more of these shows, everyone. That might have been our last one. Oh, God. No, is there anything you've got for that? Not really.
I've never
had sex.
Again.
I'm sorry.
It would be funny, but...
I'm not trying to bring this stuff up. It's just what's happening. Yeah. I have a good segue from that topic, actually.
What is it?
Would you rather be able to fly for 3 hours or have sex every night?
3 hours, hell yeah.
3 hours? Yeah. Okay. You can only do it 3 hour increments though.
That's
you can't
fine.
Like it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't do any long distance travel with that, really.
But you can fly.
No, I know. So you'd do 3 hours.
I don't even want to have sex every night. Like I don't know. That's not something I should share, but
it's fine.
Well, whatever. Come on, I'm about to turn 30. Like, it's not like it used to be.
I'll just fly 3 hours everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be way better.
No, I agree with you. I'd rather fly 3 hours. I mean, you can fly. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if I was like 21, I would have a different answer.
Maybe. But I'd still probably pick fly.
As like a 29-year-old man.
You can have sex like normally. Like, yeah, that's something you can already do.
Sure, but we're making assumptions in this question, okay?
Maybe it's not something you can already do.
All right, let's move on to a different topic now. You want to get into one more Reddit before we do trivia?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. There's some good ones. Okay, what do you do anything wrong proudly? Like, you know you're wrong, but you're like, I don't care.
Ooh, I think I do.
Do it anyway. What?
I misspell things and am, like, super proud of it.
Intentionally? Yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
One of my favorites. Okay, you know the GHT at the end of words?
Yeah.
I like to misspell those words HHT. Like, I accidentally hit the H twice because they're next to each other.
Like, instead of the G, you put an extra H?
Yep. Why? Another one of my favorites, like the... Probably my favorite one is you leave. Okay, you have two sentences. The first sentence, you do not capitalize the first word. The second sentence, you capitalize the first word.
Why do you do that?
I don't know, because I'm super weird.
But you like it. You're proud of that.
I like it. Yeah.
You're like, good. Do you do this on like official like things, like work things and stuff?
No.
No. You just do that when you're like talking to
people. As often as I can, though. As I can get away with.
That's a very strange habit.
I know. It's super weird. I think it means that I'm, like, crazy or something.
But you're proud of it. It's fine. I do a couple things. One is you know when you're typing, you're supposed to hit Y with your right hand, with your right index finger. I hit it with my left. I always learned that way. I don't know. I'm not proud of it, but it's something I do wrong, and I just know I do it wrong.
Yeah.
But part of the reason that is because my left index finger, not many people know this about me, my left index finger is very crooked. You've seen it.
Yeah.
It's, like, extremely crooked. So I actually have better reach. Like, it's easier for me to reach the Y key with my left index finger than it is my right because it's so crooked and weird. So, there you go. That's my thing. And then the other thing, I just had it and I forgot what it was. Man. I don't even remember. Maybe it'll come back to me later. That's a very boring one that I had. I opened with the boring one because I was like, I got a better one later. And then I forgot what it was.
Forgot the better one. I don't think there's anything else that I do like that's totally wrong that I'm proud of. I think one that people do a lot is they'll say, like, I'm bad with computers. That's just me. That's my personality.
I'm proud of that or whatever. Yeah.
Super proud that I'm not good at things that you need to
learn. You should learn how to do, yeah. Right? Yeah, no, I know. That's dumb. You can wish for anything in the world, but there's a 50% chance you get the exact opposite. What do you wish for? this is hard.
It'd be fun to do a money one. Because, I mean, hey, you might win.
What do you get if you don't win?
You, like, gotta pay.
Oh, you have to, like, you're in that much debt.
Wait. Okay, so I'm going to wish for $1,000, but I only have to pay $500 if I lose?
No, there's a 50% chance you get the opposite. So, okay, you would, so get, like, flipping, you would get $1,000 in debt, basically.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. There's a really easy way to, like, go down a dark path in this question. Like, with the money thing, you're just like, well, I lost that one, but...
Better put another 2,000 on red
to make and up like for you, the loss. And, like, you, like, don't have any, like, you don't have to produce any money to keep betting, like, in real gambling. So you're just, like, keep digging the hole, basically. You're just like, well, it should even out eventually, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, your equity is 50%. Like, you're bound to come back up.
I mean, theoretically, you should even out. After, like, 100 or so, you should be back in, like, you should owe no money.
Yeah, the problem, though, is the person with that mindset is going to have to, they change their bet amounts frequently.
Oh, they're going to be like, I'm going to put down 2,000 so I can try to earn more back.
Yeah, like, I lost 1,000. I better bet 2,000 now to make up for the 1,000 I lost, yeah, that and was... get in the profit if I win.
And get more, yeah, they'd get greedy or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be a big problem because then they would screw themselves, basically.
Because it's like, I'm already 50K in the hole.
Might as well keep going. You know what? I'll just bet 50K again, and then we'll just keep going down this road.
Hang on, though. Okay, so what? You don't have to pay it right away?
No.
You could just keep going.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Just keep doubling it every time. You're going to win eventually.
What? Yeah. Oh, if you...
Right? Like, even if you're 50 million in the hole, like, just bet 200 million. You'll win eventually.
That's true. Oh, you've cracked the code.
All right, we did it.
That is really smart, actually. Yeah. I never thought about that. So what would your initial bet be, then?
Would it just $1 billion. It doesn't matter if you lose. Just keep betting.
I love this. I love this. This is great.
That would be an awesome thing to do.
Some smart... whoever wrote this question obviously didn't think of money, because we got this on lockdown now. Like, you're good forever. that would be awesome. You're like, I bet $1 billion. Well, you lost. Like, oh, I bet $2 billion.
I bet $2
billion. Just keep doubling every time. And then when you win...
Just stop. If you can.
Well, if you win, you're just back at zero. That doesn't really get you any money.
No, you have to keep betting more and more and more to cover your debt and come out in the profit.
Okay, so, like, if you bet $1 billion and you lose, you need to bet two so you can get a windfall. Yeah.
And if you lose again, you need to bet six.
You know what the best part about this is? The more you lose, the more you're going to make at the end of the thing.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this. All right, you ready for trivia?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. It's your turn it's my turn to do trivia.
It's your turn to answer trivia.
Correct.
Okay, welcome to trivia, everybody. I'm going to ask you to choose lifelines. You can choose 40-second ask, 30-second Yahoo, 15-second Bing, 5-second Google. I don't know.
Something like that. That sounds right.
Something like that. You can choose 50-50, Monty Hall. You can ask a rando, phone a friend, or you can do rhyme time.
I'm going to do 40-second ask, Monty Hall, and I might do ask a rando. I feel like we haven't done that one in a while. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, your first category is, I don't really know how to classify it, so let's just go right into it.
It's fine.
What is the name of Google's holding company? Is it A, Poseidon? Is it B, Alphabet? Is it C, Hermes? Or D, Atlas?
I know the answer to this. I just want to say that I really like the fake names you've come up with. I think should have gone with one of these, because Atlas would be like the sweetest holding company name for Apple, don't you think?
Yeah, it would.
Like Atlas?
It holds the company. Like
holds the company? Like, that's the fucking sweetest name. And it's like, you know, it's holding the company, but it's also holding the world on its shoulders.
Oh, you see.
So it's like, it's like very metaphorical of like what Google is like to the world. Like, it's the infrastructure of the new modern era, you know. Why the hell didn't they go with that? Like, you're like good at these BuzzFeed, like, you know, freaking Game Awards Monster Energy drink shit. Like, you should be doing this. This is your... Why... You should... Yeah.
That's my wheelhouse.
This is your thing. You, like, hate it, but it's your thing.
Yeah. That's why I'm so good at it.
You're like, this is awful, but this is what I would do if I was an evil corporate executive.
This is... It's. I think it's my personality. I love terrible, awful things. The worse it is, the more I'm curious about it.
And you're like, I know how to make my own terrible, awful thing perfectly.
Like, I read about a terrible thing, and I'm like, wow, I could do so much worse than this. Like, it's like, a good thing
is,
I don't...
This is child's play. It's a good thing I'm not in power anywhere. I'd be more terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you could get an award for how terrible, awful your thing is.
Should be an award.
You should what?
That should be an award.
No, I know. The most terrible, awful thing. But you'd move up, because that's, you know, those corporate things, they love those terrible, awful things. Because they work, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people that run the terrible, you know, flavor text ad campaigns for Monster Energy drinks, those work. They're terrible, awful, but they work. Man, they work well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the correct answer is Alphabet, but it totally should have been Atlas. Because you could have come up with, I could see you in the boardroom now. You know, you got, like, your slides or whatever. You got all these, like, Greek gods and goddesses, and then you have, like, the sculptures of, like, you know, Michelangelo shit or whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
I'd wear a toga.
Yep. You'd have, like, a big tome or whatever, and you're like, Google represents knowledge. All the earthly knowledge or something, right?
A long time ago, I had the weirdest idea for a business consulting agency.
Okay. Right,
here's how it works.
All right, tell me.
This, as a consultant, I will design a religion for your business.
What?
Like, okay, you have to make board meetings into, like, weird ritual things. I make, like, symbols for you. I make, like, ceremonial robes. I make artifacts that you use during the board meetings. Like, I make weird occult crap to make your business, like, weird and occult.
So, like, before the meeting starts, you, like, ring the bell of like, some weird name, like, some ancient dragon or something, right?
Yeah.
The Gorblong bell or something.
Yeah, like, new board members, they have to take the pact of, like, Parmenides or something.
And it's always, like, in line with the company's, like, core values. Like, they give you a list of the, like, core values, and, like, this is what we want the religion to be based on. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
And like, so not like an actual religion, but, like, just a set of weird occult practices that you can integrate into your business culture.
It's for team building.
Yes, to make people more loyal.
Oh, my God. That's, like, a good idea. Do you think people would actually do that?
I think people do that.
I think, okay.
And it's just not talked about.
I think Silicon Valley would, like, do that. I think this would be a thing in Silicon Valley.
Like, how cool would that be? That would be so cool.
Oh, company name. You need a good company name for this. I'm thinking Cult, but with a K.
No, that's too
don't
edgy.
Don't like that? Too edgy?
Yeah. You don't want to call it a cult, too. That's negative. It's more like... You want to center it around, like, business enlightenment or something.
I was going to say, I was going to use the word enlightenment, because I like that. You could call it enlighten, and then, like, no E, it's just enlighten, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you could eliminate all the vowels and just make it, like, LGTN, and it's kind of like lightning.
Lighten, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like lighten. Yeah, and like the, yeah, like the logo is like a lightning bolt or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I like this.
My cool idea for a weird ass company.
Lighten.
All right, your second question is...
Lighten. Sorry, I'm obsessed with this.
It's okay. Go ahead. It would make a good sci-fi book, too.
It would.
All right. A cashew is an example of A...
No.
A, a nut. Uh-huh. B, a seed. Uh-huh. C, a legume. D, a fruit.
Okay, so it's not a fruit. I know that.
Are you sure?
I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's not a fruit, but maybe it could be. So, seed, nut, or legume. So the only two that I'm fairly certain it is, it's either a nut or a legume. Now, I don't really know what a legume is. I just know that a lot of nuts that I thought were nuts are actually legumes. Like, I have no idea what a legume actually is. But I just know that, like, some nuts that I thought were nuts are actually legumes. So, I think I'm going to have to do, like, a Monty Hall on this one. I think that's okay. The wisest. Which so, I'm going to lock in fruit, because I don't think it's fruit.
It is either A nut, or D, a fruit.
Okay. So, not a legume. So, that was kind of the throw-me-off one, I know, now. So, I'm going to go with A nut, final answer.
You're correct.
Oh, shoot. I was almost worried that you'd be like, actually, it's a fruit. And then you'd explain how it's a fruit somehow.
Like, actually, the flesh around the cashew is
it's the skin of the fruit, right. And then inside is the
seed.
And that's the nut of the cashew. But, like, the whole cashew is a fruit. That's an interesting topic. Is a fruit a nut? Because nuts are inside... No, those are seeds.
It goes fruit, I think. No. Okay, so I don't actually know. I don't understand how it works.
I don't understand.
Because there's legumes, too, and I don't know what those are.
Like, what is a legume? If you know what a legume is, listeners, please contact us. Contact at timebatshow.com or at timebatshow. I don't know what
a legume?
I think a peanut is a legume.
So, like... Peanut. There's nut even in the word.
Like, they're lying to themselves at this point. Yeah. They don't even know what they are. It should be called pea goom.
That sounds gross. Maybe it is better that it's called a nut.
Pea goom. Or pea legume.
That sounds gross. That sounds really nasty.
Pea legume. The new pea goom.
It sounds like a disease you get and it like makes you use the bathroom weird.
And you're like, urine smells like legumes.
That's gross.
Sorry to break it to you, but you've been diagnosed.
Pea goom.
Pea goom. What does that mean, doctor? It's like, well, it's really painful to urinate, and your urine smells a little nutty.
You're going to have to pass a goom.
You pass goom. Oh, this is disgusting.
That's gross. Okay.
Okay, next question.
What percentage of the world is left-handed?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is it A, 5%, B, 10%, C, 20%, or D, 33.3 repeating percent?
Well, okay. I think 33% is too high. My first inclination when you said it was like either 10 or 20, and those are both answers, right?
Yes.
I think 5 is too low. I know more left-handed people than 5%. Are you left-handed or are you right-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
I'm right-handed, but I think I should have been left-handed.
I'm left-footed.
I'm left-footed too. You're goofy-footed or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. So when you surf or skateboard, have your right foot in front, right?
Left foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. In front, right. And then you push off with your...
With the right foot.
Right foot, yeah. Yeah, same. I do that too. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm going to use my 40-second ask on this one. So,
okay.
Go to ask.com. So, I think it's 20 is my just official guess.
Okay.
And the reason I don't think it's 5 is because I know 5% of the population is colorblind, and I'm colorblind, and I don't know a lot of other colorblind people, but I sure know a lot of left-handed people. So, there's my bad logic for why it's not 5%.
That's good logic. All right, begin.
All right. What? Shit. Ask.com didn't. What percent? Oh my god. Percent of world is left-handed. Left-handedness. Okay. Wikipedia might know, you know? It's giving me the opposite. Okay, studies suggest 88 to 92% of the world is right-handed, so that would mean 10% is left-handed, so I'm going to go with 10% final answer.
10% is correct. Whew.
I was typing, so ask.com doesn't automatically put your cursor in the box.
In the search box.
So I had to, like, click on it, and I got really freaked out for a second. So did I get all those right?
You did.
I think I did. Wow. I swear.
I think you, like, straight up, like, knew most of them, too.
Did I?
Like, I think if you had not been given lifelines, you probably would have gotten them all right still.
That's true. I would have guessed 10%. I would have guessed nuts. Actually, I might have guessed legume. Because that's like that tricky, stupid, like, throw you off question.
Yeah, like, would I ask what a cashew is if it wasn't a legume?
Right, exactly. And I know other stuff is legumes, but I don't know what they are, what a legume is. What is... I'm going to Google that really, really quick. We're running out of time, but I just want to know... Legume is a plant, or its fruit or seed of the family, blah, 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 blah. Beans, alfalfa, clover, chickpeas, lentils, lupin, soybeans, peanuts, and tamarinds are all legumes. So soybeans...
Like they have that shell around them.
Maybe.
Like edamame or...
Edamame. It didn't peanuts. Say edamame was a new... Well, that's... Soybeans are edamame, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, do you want to do a final would-you-rather question before we end the show?
Let's do one final one.
I gotta get to the bot. Pace yourself. Your second. Would you rather do all your shit or garden?
I mean, I would rather have all of my shit done for me.
Well, that's not the question. Would you rather do all your shit or garden?
I'd rather garden.
Than do all your shit, really?
Absolutely.
Because it's more relaxing.
Yeah, I don't want to like clean up and do laundry and you know, all that other shit.
But I feel like if... You know, if the Would You Rather bot came to my house and, like, held a gun at my head, because this is the scenario, and he's like, do all your shit, you know, it would be, like, nice, because then I'd be...
Well, you have an excuse to do all your shit.
Okay, thank you, I finally have to do all my shit. And then I'd get all my shit done, and then the next day I'd be like, I have nothing to worry about now, because I got all my shit done, you know? So it'd almost be like it'd almost be a service to me, you know? Yeah.
It would be a service that I wouldn't enjoy.
Well, I don't want to... Gardens, that's like a lot of work. Like gardening, you got to hoe and dirt and plant.
That's
and,
true. That's kind of shit on its own.
And that's work too. But like, it's relaxing work. Like, you don't have to do it. Like, it's work on your own terms. I think that's why a lot of people like gardening.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's separated from... But yeah, do all your shit would be... Would you rather bot come over and be like, do all your shit now. And then you just have to do it.
You know, you got to do it.
Got to do it. Who's our sponsor today, Bestex?
Our sponsor today is A&W Sweet Sarsaparilla.
Again?
No, last time it was Emmett's.
Oh, right. We're just going through all the lineup of the sarsaparilla drinks. A&W, when you're in the mood for something sweet and something sassy, choose A&W.
Since 1857.
Seven. That's too early. 1812. No. 18,
that's when it's from.
1812, that's right. Remember, when you're feeling kind of groovy...
You better go watch a movie.
There you go. Good night, everyone. Have a great day.
Drive safe.
Drive safe. Bye.